Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to A New Thing, a podcast where we're journaling our journey out of lockdown into whatever we are meant to be now as a church. What are we learning about the way that we operate as a church, and what are we learning about, well, what God has been teaching us, personally and collectively as a congregation? And this is episode 20, and the title is Seeking Balance. So in these podcasts, I'm thinking out loud, really, trying to process what I feel I'm learning and we're learning as a congregation, and to discern the way in which God would like us to react to each step along the way. Because I'm recording this when Friday the 17th of December 2021, and if you've been following, well, I'm sure you've been, you know what's been going on in the world in the last year and a half, 2 years. And as we've been going through this pandemic in 2020 and 2021, there have been ups and downs, or twists and turns. There have been different chapters. Going into lockdown was one. Coming out of lockdown was another. And we started meeting together physically indoors back in September in the Watford Church of Christ. And now we're in a place with the new Omicron variant and government advice and regulations where we're questioning whether we should be meeting in person. So the other congregation I serve in Thames Valley, we made the reluctant and difficult decision to cancel the carol service, which was supposed to take place this coming Sunday, at least to cancel it as an in-person event. We're still going to hold it online, but of course that's a very different kettle of fish. And the question in my mind is, should we cancel the carol service we're planning to hold in Watford? Because at this point, we're still going to go ahead with meeting in our usual venue. Now, the government regulations are that we must wear masks when we're in a place of worship. We must have adequate ventilation, avoid too much social contact, have hand sanitizers available, and all that kind of thing. And we are doing that. But of course, what's permissible isn't always what's advisable. And this is the struggle. This is the balance. We're seeking balance. Because the Bible gives us very strong, clear, and reasonable, it's inspiration, I think, to meet together. We need it, and we value it. Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, or the apostles in the act of teaching is probably more what it means, to fellowship, that's being together, to the breaking of bread, that's together, to prayer, it's all together. And we can do certain things online, we all know that, and it can work, but it's not quite what that is in Acts 2 and other parts of the New Testament. And how do we balance the risk? How do we balance the responsibilities we all share, especially those of us who have any leadership responsibilities in a congregation? How do we balance this? We're seeking balance. Balance of, we need each other. We need to see each other. We need to talk to each other. We really need that fellowship to sing together, to pray together, to take the Lord's Supper together, to learn together, to just to talk at heart to heart. And but on the other hand, we have responsibilities to our community, to people around us, to family, to people we love. So at this point, recording today, we're not planning to cancel the Watford service, the in-person service, but I have sent a message to the church to say, if you feel uncomfortable about coming, that's okay. I don't want anyone to feel judged if they sense that for them it's not wise. So how are you dealing with that in your own situation, your own context? How are you balancing the imperative to meet, which is there in Scripture, with the imperative to be responsible regarding people's well-being? I'd like to know. Drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Till the next time, take care and God bless.